Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Inspired by British nurse midwives, Mary Breckenridge created a program that is studied today as a model of rural health and social service delivery. The daughter of a U.S. congressman and granddaughter of a U.S. vice president, Breckenridge's early life could be considered privileged, and she was educated in the U.S. and Europe. Sadly, her adult life was more marred with tragedy, as she was widowed at the age of 26 after only 2 years of marriage. Earning her nursing degree after the death of her husband, she remarried a few years later. Her first child was born prematurely and did not survive, and her second child died before reaching the age of 5. The couple divorced, and she devoted her life to her nursing career and improving the health of women and children. Volunteering in France during the First World War, she worked alongside nurse midwives and knew that the people of rural Kentucky were in great need of these kinds of services. Traveling around the state on horseback, she learned of the common practices of childbirth at the time and determined that the lack of prenatal care was one of the causes of the area's high maternal mortality rates. Returning to London, she became a certified midwife and traveled to Scotland to observe a community midwifery system serving poor rural areas. Using their decentralized structure as a model, she founded the Frontier Nursing Service to provide quality prenatal and childbirth care in patients' homes. Using certified nurse midwives that traveled on horseback, she was able to cover an area of about 700 square miles in southern Kentucky. Clients were able to pay the low fees in services or goods, and no client was ever turned away. In 1939, she founded the Frontier Graduate School of Midwifery, which is still in operation, changing its name in 2011 to the Frontier Nursing University. In 1982, she was inducted into the American Nurses Association Hall of Fame. The Mary Breckenridge Hospital, part of the Appalachian Regional Healthcare Network, is considered an example of her vision and continues to improve the lives of the people in the area she once served. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.